You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, CHP Officer and Spokesperson Steve Machado. Good morning, Officer Machado.
Hey, good morning.
This is the last week of summer vacation for almost every public school student in Tuolumne County. And this Saturday, the 14th annual Stuff the Bus event will take place in the Sonora Walmart parking lot from 9 o'clock in the morning through 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So what kind of bus and what are we stuffing the bus with?
All right, so we're going to have a big yellow school bus. It's going to be right in front of Walmart. And basically we're just looking for supplies for the kids to get off on the right foot, to be able to get to school and make sure that they're going to be having the tools and supplies they need to learn. Some of the things that we're looking for are going to be gift cards, shoes, some clothing, maybe backpacks, binders, pens, pencils, notebook, glue, dry eraser, paper, calculators, crayons, and markers.
Every age of students?
Every age of student, any student in Tuolumne County. It's not specific to just one area.
What do we need to do as soon as we arrive in the Walmart parking lot? Do we approach the bus first?
You can approach the bus. Absolutely. There'll be volunteers there on a table that can give you flyers. And there's a list of supplies that are needed at the table for the students to begin their school year. And just to mention, if it's something that they get a list and they can't fulfill that list or they don't have the means of doing it that day, they can always bring it to the Jamestown Family Resource Center or to the CHP office in Jamestown and we'll take those donations.
Where will these items be distributed after we stuff the bus on Saturday?
So what happens is the Jamestown Family Resource Center will have the supplies there. Starting Monday, they will be dispersing those out to the public as they come in what they need.
None of the items will leave Tuolumne County.
Not at all. Nope. Those are specific for our area.
How great is the need for this in Tuolumne County?
You know, it is something that we have recognized that there is a need and there are families that may not be as fortunate. And to be able to have students have their confidence built knowing that they have the right supplies or they have a brand new backpack or new shoes or pencils and pens, just to be able to get them in that mentality where they're confident in going to class and making sure that they've been given the proper supplies that they need to be successful for the school year.
Officer Machado, why does the CHP office partner with the Jamestown Resource Center in order to distribute these supplies to the school children?
We are very passionate when it comes to the children and making sure that our community is prepared, and we want to always make sure that we show our positive side to what's going on in the community. We recognize that there are needs, and we try to be there to support the community in all ways that we can, whether it be with the students or the families or the parents, or, you know, we want to show ourselves that we do care about what's going on in Tuolumne County and that we do want to make sure that the community knows that we're there to support them.
Is there a telephone number we can call for more information?
Sure. You can contact Mark Dykin. He's over at the Jamestown Family Resource Center. And that phone number is 209-984-4704. They're actually located directly behind the Jamestown Elementary School on the corner of 7th Street and 6th Avenue.
Last question I have, and this is unrelated, but in Calaveras County this morning, Bret Harte High School just started high school this morning. Tuolumne County Public Schools will start next week. What do we need to know as far as school bus stops and children?
You know, the next couple weeks, there's going to be a lot of children running around, a lot of students. Some, it's their first time going to school. Some don't know the proper rules, and their children, they're unexpected. So as the drivers enter those school zones or recognize that there's a bus stop and they do see that the bus is going to stop, just please know that there are children there that may not know that they need to enter the school bus. They may run across the street. Also on the way home, some kids or students may recognize their parents and immediately want to run to them across the street. So as drivers are driving through those areas where there's children or school presence or school bus, just please be very cognizant of the area and just be ready at any moment for someone to just run out in front of you.
We have been speaking with CHP Officer and Spokesperson Steve Machado. Officer Machado, great to see you.
You too. Thanks for having us in.